every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
I talk to the tree, stop and hear what I say.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. It's Rosie on the House, your outdoor living hour. Saturday morning tradition for 32 years. Second Saturday of the month, which means we are talking trees. ISA certified arborists John Eisenhower, Sarah Maitland from Save a Tree are in the studio. If you'd like to talk trees, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And the auto attendant answers, just hit the number one button. You'll bypass the auto attendant to put you right into the studio to the call screener. You can text questions to 411-923. If you need to snap a picture, a little plant or insect identification you need help with, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And John, we have always starting off a tree of the month.
We do. Our tree of the month is a twisted myrtle, Myrtus communis, which is a very common shrub or small tree going back many, many centuries, if not millennia, back to it's a Mediterranean plant widely used throughout the Roman Empire and kind of native to kind of southwestern Europe. But what a versatile little plant. We love the twisted myrtle. There's a couple of varieties of myrtle, which are smaller little hedges that are suitable for shearing and making it, you know, in more of a formal landscape. You see them quite often in a formal garden, you know, throughout Europe and in America as well. But the one that we are featuring today is the twisted myrtle, which is the myrtle, the variety called Boetica, and it's more of a tree shaped form. It has more of an open canopy. It's not a little boxy, geometric shaped shrub like the smaller dwarf version. This is the one that grows up to 15 feet in height. It's got this beautiful kind of a shedding, appealing bark, which is just really beautiful and attractive. But it's really cool. It's got a evergreen, fragrant leaf, and it's one of those trees that's on our short list of smaller trees. If you're looking for that small, a tree that's not going to outgrow its planting location, it's one of those that will be a relatively slow growing, but it's not going to ever outgrow one of those locations where you say, oh no, I've got a monster on my hands now, a tiger by the tail. How many of our listeners can relate to having one of those trees like we've had in our yard, where it's a beautiful tree, it grows up, it achieves its landscape purpose, and then you wish you could just freeze it in that at that size and at that height and spread, and then it just defies your every ability you have to try to control it, and you've got this tiger by the tail for the next who knows how many years. Well, a twisted myrtle is not going to be one of those trees. It's going to be one of those trees that will be a beautiful accent tree, beautiful architecturally. Like I said, fragrant, evergreen leaves. There's not a lot not to like.
It's more of a specimen type of a plant because it's real unique in the way it twists and turns and goes in different directions. It's not uniform in its growth habit at all.
Yeah, they're just, you know, don't expect it to achieve its landscape purpose real quickly. But if you want to take some time with the tree in the next 10 years to have a beautiful 6 to 8 to 10 foot beautiful shrub-like tree, usually multi-stemmed, with some really unique variety. That twisted quality is what really people really love about them, and you will not be disappointed. It really delivers aesthetically to any landscape, and it's really drought tolerant too. Usually requires full sun or partial sun. Doesn't like shade. Likes a well-drained soil, but it can survive in pretty crappy soil in terms of quality, but it does need to be well-drained. But yeah, really an adaptable little tree.
And I'm assuming it's an evergreen?
It is, yeah. So it holds its leaves all winter, which is a quality some people like. You know, we've got several of those small sort of patio-like trees that we've talked about on the program here, like the Chase tree and others. that are deciduous, so they lose their leaves in the winter. So a lot of people are here for the winter, and they like, you know, who are only here for the winter, prefer trees that are going to have some foliage during the winter season. And this would be one of those that's going to have green foliage all year long.
And that is your Twisted Myrtle.
Twisted Myrtle. Check it out at the nurseries. Yeah, you'll find them. Most local nurseries will have them on hand. But
it's the cultivar Boetica. That's what you want to look for.
Yeah, be sure you don't just ask for the common myrtle, but ask for the Twisted Myrtle, which is the taller tree form, which is grows a little taller and straighter.
And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, that's something we provide to you, the Arizona homeowner, free of charge. You just, upon request, let us know the address you'd like us to send it to, and we'll drop it in the mail. If you're looking at your February's calendar, you know our topic today. We have a tree of the month, which we just covered, the Twisted Myrtle, but we also have a topic of the month. And you often say, as go the roots, so go the shoots. And today we're talking about the soil analysis of, you know, where you're planting your tree. We're not really tree growers. We're soil cultivators.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. I mean, it's all about the soil. You know, we're trying to improve the soil conditions, growing conditions, so that no matter what you're planting, you've got a head start. You know, if you have poor quality soil, it's tough. You know, there's only a few trees that can handle those sort of conditions. But yeah, we wanted to try to improve those soil conditions. And getting a soil analysis is just a good starting place. We do a lot of soil analysis where we, go into a property and collect some soil from various places in the yard, send it into the laboratory for analysis. And it gives us some baseline information about the plant, your pH, your basic nutrient levels, calcium-magnesium ratio, some really, good information to get us started. If we want to do some fertilization, we really don't like to – they say that, prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So we can't really do diagnosis and tell you what you need unless we have some kind of baseline information. You know, trees are going to, and all plants will benefit from a certain number of macronutrients. But, you know, to really dial it in and get a nice prescription for what your yard needs, starting with a soil analysis is a good place.
And how much soil are we talking about? How deep do I have to dig? Where do I send it? How much does that test cost?
Yeah, you want to...
Well, you usually go about 6 inches deep, and you go in four or five places and randomly through, you know, spread it throughout the yard. Go 6 inches deep. You mix it all together, and then you take a small amount of that in a bag, and you can send it to, there's a few different labs. IAS is one. Mott's Lab is one. The University of Arizona has, the extension has as a place where you can also send things.
Usually we get about a quart Ziploc bag full of soil is usually enough. And that's, they have a process where they process that soil and dry it, and then they do their analysis and send you back a nice little written report that kind of gives you some of the information and sometimes some recommendations on how you should respond to the report.
And the turnaround time obviously depends on how many, you know, other soil tests or tests they have in front of you and how fast they have the ability to process those. But once they actually have your soil, I mean, how long does it take a soil analysis? Is this a two-hour lab process? Is this a two-minute lab process?
I have no idea.
Well, no. The turnaround time on the labs is usually about a week, you know, and the cost is something under $100. It just depends. Sometimes it can be $50, $60, $70, but anywhere up to about $100. But it's if you do that once every few years, you know, and maybe even once, especially if you're a new homeowner and you kind of want to know what you're – It's money well spent because you have this baseline to work from. And sometimes people get a sample in the backyard and then a sample in the front yard. If you've got a large property and you've had a lot of construction, you're not sure what's happened with the topsoil and you've got a lot of soil turnover in the yard and that in that finished landscape, you might do well to take a couple of samples and send those in. But as I said, money well spent because getting those nutrient analysis dialed in on the front end really help you with your fertilization program going forward.
I think Arizona Landscape Contractors Association on their website has a list of all the labs that you can send things to.
And what is that? That's ALCA.org, I think?
It's ALCAAZ.org.
ALCAAZ.
Something like that.
ALCA Arizona,
Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. Yeah. Got a lot of really good information there and on tree planting, too.
And you had mentioned new construction. Not really a putting stink on any particular trade or builder or anything, but it is something you have to watch and monitor. Because you could find places in your yard where maybe the concrete truck cleaned out the last
cement slurry is like poison to trees.
Or where the painting contractor decided to clean out his paint bucket and mixer.
Yeah.
You could, and then the excavators, as they come back by, they just cover all that up. And you could be planting on top of a construction site clean out that's never going to yield you anything. You said, the cement is like poison to it.
Cement slurry, yeah. It's like poison to trees. But in addition, the construction is also the compaction and the disruption of the root zones. And there's a lot that goes against you in a situation like that.
Yeah, we've had a few homeowners that have had plants that have died one after another in that same location. And we realize, there are some problems here, on this construction site. And sure, it's good to get a good soil analysis to get started, and then you can start your fertilization program going forward from there.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk trees.